And you're damn lucky I didn't put a bullet in your man's chest when he was at the office door. He made a beautiful target. You weren't supposed to have a gun. I checked. Bosch started eating again, keeping his head down as he worked on the steak. He took several bites and then moved to the side plate of spaghetti. He wasn't a twirler. He chopped at the pasta with his fork before putting a bite into his mouth. He spoke after he swallowed his food. So, now that we have that out of the way, will you help me? I blew out my breath in a laugh. Are you kidding? Have you heard a single thing I've said here? Yeah, I heard it all. And no, I'm not kidding. When all is said and done, I still have a dead lawyer, your colleague, on my hands, and I could still use your help. I started cutting my first piece of steak. I decided he could wait for me to eat, like I had waited for him. Dantana's was considered by many to serve the best steak in the city. Count me as one of the many. I was not disappointed. I took my time, savoring the first bite, then put my fork down. What kind of help? We draw out the killer. Great. How dangerous will it be? Depends on a lot of things. But I'm not going to lie to you. It could get dangerous. I need you to shake some things up, make whoever's out there think there's a loose end, that you might be dangerous to them. Then we see what happens. But you'll be there. I'll be covered. Every step of the way. How do we shake things up? I was thinking a newspaper story. I assume you've been getting calls from the reporters. We pick one and give them the story, an exclusive, and we plant something in there that gets the killer thinking. I thought about this and remembered what Lorna had warned about playing fair with the media. There's a guy at the Times, I said. I kind of made a deal with him to get him off my back. I told him that when I was ready to talk, I would talk to him. That's a perfect setup. We'll use him. I didn't say anything. So, are you in? I picked up my fork and knife and remained silent while I cut into the steak again. Blood ran onto the plate. I thought about my daughter getting to the point of asking me the same questions her mother asked, and that I could never answer. It's like you're always working for the bad guys. It wasn't as simple as that, but knowing this didn't take away the sting or the look I remembered seeing in her eyes. I put the knife and fork down without taking a bite. I suddenly was no longer hungry. Yeah, I said. I'm in.